Blackstone Audio presents The Road to Samarkand by Patrick O'Brien. Chapter 1. The Wanderer ran faster with the freshening of the breeze, her bows cut into the choppy sea, throwing white hissing spray into the sunlight. The schooner was carrying every stitch of canvas that she could spread, and she was so close into the wind that the boy at the wheel kept glancing up at the sails, watching for them to shiver and spill the breeze. But they remained taut and full, and presently his attention wandered. His gaze went up past the dazzling white triangles of the sails to the great albatross above them. "How does it manage to keep up without moving its wings?" he wondered, craning over to the left to see it more clearly. "It has never..."
"Keep her on her course, you young idiot!"
roared an unseen voice, and at the same moment the Wanderer yawed a little. The lee scuppers vanished under a cloud of foam, and Derek gripped the wheel. It bucked under his hands, but he held it firm. The compass steadied, and the Wanderer's bowsprit pointed to Chowking again. Derek stood there, square to the wheel, his eyes fixed on the binnacle, the picture of a model helmsman, but he was red in the face, and he felt acutely conscious of the head that had appeared on deck. The rest of his uncle's tall, lean body followed the head, and stood there easily on the sloping deck, swaying to the send of the waves, as the captain looked up at the sky, the wind vane, and the rigging.
"If you do that again," he said, coming aft, "I'll drown you with my own hands, and then you'll be put on half rations for the rest of the voyage. Now listen, Derek, you hand over to Olaf at Six Bells and come down to the saloon. We want to have a talk with you."
"Okay. I mean, aye, aye, sir," replied Derek, grinning. But when his uncle had gone below,